Acts chapter 16, beginning at 25th verse. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed.
Yes, sir.
And sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
Yes, sir.
And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands, that means the chains, bands translated to chains, remember that word? Were loosed.
Yes.
Can I read it again?
Yes.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Yes.
So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened.
Alright.
And everyone's chains were loosed. This was short while. So you don't have all day. I put a tag on this text so you can remember this thing. Chains on the brain.
Yeah.
Chains on the brain.
Come on.
Take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Chains on the brain. You don't have to be in prison to be a prisoner. You don't have to be locked up to be on lockdown. Everybody who is incarcerated is not necessarily in jail. Some people that are not incarcerated, but they are in prison mentally, physically, and spiritually. I once read a book, Deacons, by Ernest Campbell. The title of his book was Locked in a Room with Open Doors. Ernest Campbell sagaciously suggested that all of our oppressors are not external, but they are internal. The book is based on the story, Norris, of a boy who had a dreaded fear of open doors. That's right. So much so that his older brother one time threatened him by saying, if you keep this mess up, one of these days I'm going to lock you in a room with all the doors open. Let me hang out there homiletically just for a little bit so you understand where I'm coming from. What does it mean to be locked in a room with the doors wide open? It means sometimes you can be internally incarcerated. It means you can be imprisoned by insecurity. You can be jailed by a guilt complex. You can find yourself locked up by low self-esteem. Some of the chains are not merely shackles on your feet, but there are chains on your brain. What I have discovered is the gap, watch me now, the gap between where we are and where we want to be has everything to do with some kind of social incarceration. We find ourselves up against it. Social incarceration, let me make it plain. You don't have to die to go to hell.
Hello. Come on now.
That was y'all shout.
Come on now.
All right.
You do not have to die to go to hell. Amen. You can experience hell right here on earth.
Amen.
Let me take it a little further. People are hell. Maybe some of you have to wake up every morning and go to hell. That's right. People are hell. You have to deal with those demonic divas and those hellified, hating homeboys on your job. Why are people hell? Let your pastor help you Understand. People are here because they are all pursuing their own interests at the expense of us.
Yes.
That's right. It's hell because of the mind games that they play at the expense of you. I can tell by the smile on y'all face that I'm in your Kool-Aid and I know your flavor. If a homiletics are too deep and I'm going too deep for you, can I make a street plane for you?
Oh, yeah.
Let me illustrate.
Oh, yeah.
There are people in your camp. That's right. They're in your camp, in your circle. They're in your camp, in your circle, your associates. They are with you, but they are not with you.
All right. That's right.
Because of the people in your circle, in your camp, who think they are more spiritual than anyone else. But they are not applying the Spirit of God to their own issues. They have their own agendas. They're so spiritual. They know that everybody ain't doing right spiritually. But when it comes to them, the word don't apply to them. They know so much word. They got so much word in them, but they ain't eating that word themselves. They want to serve it up. Now, let me tell you something. Don't serve up nothing that you won't eat. That already.
Amen.
You got so much Bible, but we can't tell with you on either day if it's Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. When we talk to you, you so iffy.
Hello.
You ain't got no peace that surpasses understanding yet. That's the word you know so much about. You must be walking in spirit and not in the flesh. But today we don't know if you're on your monthly or what. Excuse me. And that could be male or female.
Amen.
You might be PMSing the way you acting, because guess what? All I said was good morning. I don't have to be a prisoner to your mess. People want to make you prisoners to their attitude. Because of the way they are and their agendas, they make your world hell. They actually make hell of a hellified situation. All I'm trying to say is hell can be the people who you deal with every day. Y'all smiling at me. Y'all must know what I'm talking about. You have to deal with them. They got a smile. They smile in your face. All the while stabbing you in your back, trying to take your place. Uh-oh, that's old shit. That's old school. They got you in jail in a relationship. All the while they putting chains on your brain. I don't know, God sent someone here today, or somebody is listening to me on Facebook. Lie, because your prison is not a prison. You find yourself being sentenced to your prison. It's your relationship. You're in a relationship that caused you to be in prison. I'm going to go, can I go there? Can you stand me? Everybody that's close to you is not necessarily a lover. But they are a leech. Everybody close to you is not necessarily putting back into you. A lover receives from you, but then wants to pour back into you. A leech attaches itself to you and is sucking the life out of you. It's changing who you are. It's always drawing from you and never giving anything back.
Amen.
It's comfortable to touch you because you are a source of nourishment. When you come to the knowledge, watch now. Watch how this is attached. When you come to the knowledge that some people are just dead weight, they become agitated and become disruptive in an attempt to distract you from the immediate problem. There. They're actually being the warden of your emotions. Trying to put chains on your brain.
Amen.
Excuse me, they got chains on your brain because you with them. You associate with them. Oh, you keep talking to them. They got you. Especially if you've been attached for a long time. They will not be able to handle detaching from the blood supply. They are a chain on your brain. You still carrying the leg? Let me preach and teach this using an illustration all of us can relate to and identify with. There's a book by Melissa Harris, y'all. Melissa Harris Perry. She's a professor at Tulane University. Pastor not that smart, so he got to start reading. So I've been trying to read him a little something,
That's all right.
There's a book by Melissa Harris Perry, professor at Tulane University. She is also an NBC, MSNBC News consultant. Sister. Smart girl. She has her own talk show. The title of her book is Sister Citizen. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. In the book, it states that shortly after World War II, they did a study on cognitive science. Cognitive is your thinking, the way you think, the way you do things. And they did a study on field dependence. We got associates, friends that we depend on. Because guess what? They, what they do is they enable us. You can be in a connect, it can be wife, husband, friend, in the boo, your boo, whoever you want to call. It can be a significant other.
Yeah.
They enable you.
Yes, that's true.
I don't need no friends enabling me. Because you can enable me straight to hell.
That's right.
Instead of telling me, well, you said that, but. Have some buts sometimes.
Hello.
Don't always agree.
Hello.
Don't disagree. And let me tell you something. If you're the warden, you say, well, I'm not the warden of the relationship. Yes, you are. Because guess what? You know why? Because you just like that prisoner you got. Y'all ain't got that. Y'all missed that, huh? The person that you're enabling, you just like them. Because how can two agree? How can they talk unless they agree? So you think you're getting some over that person? You say, well, she's so-so. She ain't that really smart. And I believe she said that, but I don't listen to her. Guess what? No, you just like her, too. Or just like him, too. Just alike. That's why you've been together so long. Your prisoners in your own camp. Let me tell you about the study. Blew my mind. I'm trying to go to my study. I didn't get y'all there for tonight. This study they did, choir. The study they did was this. They took a group of people with different personalities, and they sent them to a room. Dean and Drayton, it was a crooked room. The room was slanted. When they went in the room, they weren't slanted, but the room was slanted. The chair in the room was slanted. The table in the room was slanted. It was crooked. The pictures on the wall were crooked. The statues in the wall were crooked. Then they were told that they had to sit down in the crooked chair. They did. After this went on for a couple hours, they told them, now stand up straight. They're being asked to stand up straight in a crooked situation. Y'all still ain't getting nothing. Can I make it plain? I'm no politician, but I talk about it. We also have prisons of racism. That's right. We got prisons of racism. We live in a crooked country. Crooked because of racism. Everything we got to deal with, especially as Christians, is crooked. And then they got the nerve to tell us they want us to stand up straight and be successful in a crooked situation. They don't put change on our brains and sometimes wonder why some of us, I'm not making excuses for none of us. Us people of ebony color. Every now and again, you find yourself locked in a room with open doors. Every now and again, you find yourself in a social situation where there's a gap where you are and where you want to be. The gap has become your prison. You're in relationships that you thought would have been all right. You're stuck in it because guess what? You've been in it so long. We sometimes, as a people, we adapt to pain. We get used to the pain and the mess. It's not that it's not pain. You think it's gotten better. No, it ain't gotten no better. It's just that you have become accustomed to the pain. Yes, yes. You done been in the mess so long, it now has become the abnormal, now has become normal. That's why you ain't praying to get yourself out of there. The minute you see yourself, not as others see you, but as a child of God, created in the image and likeness of God. Y'all with me? Amen. Every now and again, we got to make some internal and external adjustments. Amen. And an internal adjustment is very important.
Yes. Yes.
Because you can make an external adjustment, and that ain't doing nothing. Until you take care of what's going on inside of you first. The enemy.
Right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Because you move from such and such a place, because they had so much crime in that place, you thought you were going to act different and feel better because you moved into a nicer house or a nicer neighborhood. But you got that. You changed your external environment, but you still act the same funky way.
Amen.
You still think the same, you still want to do the same thing when you were over there. Because you hadn't changed nothing on the inside of you. You made an external adjustment, not an internal adjustment. You're a prisoner to your own self. Got people that want to. Because they think they're doing a little something for you. Watch me now. Hold on, Rusty. They think they're doing a little something for you, Deacon Drake. And they think they have the right just to control you. Because they did a little something for you. They don't have the right to control you.
Amen.
And listen, you don't have the right to listen to them. You don't have the obligation to listen to them. Because they're doing something. They're probably obligated and need to do something for you. But they make you think that you are beholden to them because they talk to you. Some people think they're all of that. They think you order something since just because you're talking to them. I don't care if they'll get mad. I'm going to say this thing anymore. I'm going to teach this thing today. Because let me tell you something. People are a trip. But guess what? Let me tell you the realization I've come to. Y'all with me now?
Amen.
This is the path I've come to. I don't want to be your slave because you make me feel secure. Because all I'll be is a secure slave. I'd rather be poor and have nothing and be free. Liberated. It may look good and feel good on the outside, but it ain't good. Because I feel shackled.
Yeah.
It's more than the shackles on my feet. It's the shackles on my brain.
Yeah.
y'all gonna say, Pastor, not in the book. I'm so glad that we serve a God that's in the liberating business. I know right about it.
Yeah.
He's in the liberating business. That's his business. He came to set you free.
Yeah.
He who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed.
Yes.
That brings me to my brother. My gold-trotting preaching brother, African brother, Paul, the Apostle Paul. He ends up in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this now. Because he interfered in some bondage stuff and he set a girl free.
Mm-hmm.
She was being taken advantage of. Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm.
And when he set her free, the her captives were upset.
Yes.
So her captives, what he did, they did. They imprisoned Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on lockdown. Now I want you to understand, this one, your average lockdown, because I had to do some epistemological study. I had to get educational on it. I had to study about it, Sister Green. What's so big about this lockdown? Why did Paul have to make sure? Because they weren't that shackled normally, Deacon Lenny. Watch it. They weren't just like there was up here, Dade County, a Broward County jail, just sitting in a cell watching TV. I examined the shackles. Gotta study that thing.
Yeah.
They were sitting down with their feet shackled, spread wide as it can be, as it can go. Shackled tight, their arms stretched out. Y'all hear me? In the inner dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul and Silas began to sing praises unto God. Can I hang out right there? If they were shackled like that in a bad situation, and all you got to do is stick your mouth out, bring yourself to church, go to work every day, you can't take time to say thank you, Jesus. So what, you ain't got no money to pay your light bill? If you don't thank God today, you still ain't gonna have no money to pay your light bill. You gonna be broke today and you gonna be broke tomorrow. So guess what? I can kill that. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise is so sh- Watch this thing, y'all. Watch this. The scripture says, and at midnight,
mm-hmm.
Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Well, I said to myself, was they singing some new hip-hop so-called gospel song? No. No. All they had was the hymn of the Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to sing hymns of the Psalms. That's right. That's all they had.
Amen.
They didn't have Kirk Franklin. They didn't have, what?
All right.
They didn't have Marvin Sapp. No.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Donald Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
So what was they singing?
Amen.
What was they singing? The Lord is my shepherd.
All right. All right.
All right. I should not want. It's a song, y'all. He's making me to lie down and breathe past it. He restored my soul.
Yes.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me?
Yes.
He stepped against me. He said that. He said, I will look to the hills, Paul said. From whence cometh my help?
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And then Silas said, hold up, Paul. I got a verb. He said, they that wait on the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't feeling me.
Thank you.
We locked on lockdown. Watch me now. We're on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? We're down. We can't get up. But the steps That's another song.
Yeah.
I'm a good man.
Yeah.
I'm ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
Though he fall,
yeah,
he will get up.
Yeah.
I'm stretched here to walk, but I will get up. The president say, what's wrong with that? And the next part of the scripture tell me, watch this now. The next say, there was a, oh, y'all missed a word. What? What's that word?
Suddenly.
What you excited about that for, Pastor?
Yeah.
Eat it. You know, Pastor had to study that thing. I did a word search.
Thank you, Lord.
The word suddenly, translated in the Greek, Chanel, means surprise. It is translated surprise. I said, God, you sure? I don't get that. He said, yeah. And as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're saying, God showed up, surprise.
Yeah,
help me, somebody. God said, I don't just give you, I don't have to give you a warning when I show up. I just say, surprise. Moses standing at the Red Sea, Pharaoh on his back, that's in front of him. And Moses said, stand still. God said, no, just don't stand still. Surprise. He hung there for a long time.
Yeah.
Dead bodies begin to walk. They put him in the borrowed tomb.
Yeah.
But early Sunday morning, Jesus got him and said, surprise. I'm still in the blessing business. I still have the power to get changed off your brain. I got to get him out of here. He said, your bands have fallen off. Your chains have come off. He said, I made you free a long time ago, but you keep wanting to go back to prison. You keep wanting to lock yourself back in the chair because you don't want to face life. I was giving you life so you have life in more abundantly. Chains on my brain. Get these chains off my brain. Get them off. I got to let y'all go. We got to go. Stand to your feet. I'm not done. I got to revisit that because I got a whole lot more to say, but we will be at the 3:30.
Yeah.